rare earth minerals may not be so, well, rare.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Adrienne Hill, in for Jeremy Hobson. Rare earth minerals are used to make all sorts of electronics, and they've been, as their name suggests, tough to come by. But now, Japanese researchers mining the depths of the Pacific Ocean say they've discovered vast deposits of the key materials. At present, China produces 97% of the world's rare earth metals. From Sydney, the BBC's Phil Mercer reports that China's near monopoly could change.
Rare earths are the essential ingredients that make laptops and TVs smaller, faster, and more efficient. So many of these devices are being produced, demand for these rare minerals currently outstrips supply. Until now, that's been good for China, because it's been able to capitalize on its dominance as the world's major supplier of earth metals. Carl Spandler, a geologist at Australia's James Cook University, says the discovery near Hawaii is a big deal.
At the moment, most of our rare earths come from the land. This deposit is very significant in that it indicates that they're much more widespread than we thought in the past.
Other reserves of these rare metals are at present found in far smaller quantities in Russia and the United States. However, extracting these new discoveries from deep water in the Pacific won't be easy or cheap. Then there's the question of ownership. Just because the Japanese scientists found these rich deposits in international waters, it doesn't mean they own them. And it's already been reported that Australia, Japan and Tahiti are also interested. In Sydney, I'm the BBC's Phil Mercer for Marketplace.
These rare earth minerals are essential for cell phones, and while they may become more common, another feature of smartphones is disappearing. Unlimited data will soon be a thing of the past for new Verizon customers. On Thursday, Verizon will unveil capped data plans. So if you like to watch hours and hours of cat videos on your phone, you may have to pay up. Marketplace's Steve Hinn reports.
iPhone and Android users with their apps and YouTube addictions are gorging themselves on mobile data. Don Kellogg tracks mobile trends for Nielsen.
What we've seen in the past is that this has been doubling about every year.
And as more people get smartphones, it's only getting worse. Carriers like Verizon and AT&T spend billions each year trying to keep their mobile networks up to speed. Now they're asking big data users to help pick up the tab. Initially, only a small group of the heaviest users will have to pay more. Scott Schwartzhoff is a VP at AppCelerator, an app publishing platform. He says that won't last long.
You're going to just have an ever-increasing usage out there of data.
Schwartzhoff says it's only a matter of time before we all are watching our data the way we watch our minutes now. I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. And by Manta, connecting millions of small business owners and new customers every day. On the web at Manta.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
And now, let's do the numbers. European markets are inching up. Asian markets are mixed this morning. U.S. markets were closed yesterday for the holiday. In D.C., lawmakers are back at it on a week they'd expected to take a vacation. They're looking for a compromise that would allow the government to raise the debt ceiling. Also today, General Motors said it sold nearly 200,000 cars in China in June, up 10% over a year ago. All those cars add up to massive traffic jams in China, but it may be better to be on one of the roads there than here in Los Angeles. Later this month, a stretch of LA's 405 freeway will be closed down for construction. The 405 is one of the busiest freeways in the country. And as Jennifer Collins reports, the shutdown could create a major bottleneck for businesses.
LA's 405 freeway is legendary. Who doesn't remember this?
The white Bronco that you see on the freeway going right on your screen contains O.J. Simpson.
And no movie about LA is complete without a monster traffic jam.
And we're just getting word that the 405 southbound has been shut down completely.
But traffic on July 16th will be no fantasy. A 10-mile stretch of the freeway will be closed as part of a billion-dollar construction project to widen the road. And backups all over the city will be epic.
Well, they're calling this Carmageddon.
That's L.A. County Supervisor Zev Yaroslavsky. At a press conference, L.A. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa put it this way.
It will be an absolute nightmare.
It's impossible to predict what the shutdown will cost businesses, but tourists typically spend about $70 million over a weekend. Nancy Sidhu is chief economist at the L.A. County Economic Development Corporation.
Many people who schedule visits to Los Angeles did so 6 months ago. And so they're now hearing about this and saying, ah!
Some local businesses are capitalizing on that panic. Anastasia Roark and friends started the website Carmageddon.com, which lists places to get deals during the shutdown.
Because a lot of businesses were afraid about a lack of business or a lack of traffic of people hunkering down.
Tattoo parlors and restaurants are offering 405 specials. Bars are offering drinks like the Gridlock and the Road Rager. For the rich, there are discount helicopter rides high above the freeway. Roark says there's another option.
We're encouraging people to get out, walk around, and check out your own neighborhood.
Walk. A walk in L.A.
That was Steve Martin in L.A. Story. Angelenos may want to reconsider the whole walking thing. Construction will shut down the freeway again in about a year. In Los Angeles, I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And finally, ostriches in New York are unhappy. Yeah, you heard me right. Local vores in New York like to eat ostrich meat and their gigantic eggs. But according to the Wall Street Journal, lady ostriches have gone on an egg-laying strike. Apparently, there's just not been enough sunshine around New York City. This is a problem if you sell ostrich eggs. Apparently, the delay in egg laying has cost one farmer $150,000. Supergiant ostrich omelet, anyone? In Los Angeles, I'm Adrienne Hill. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is 8 p.m., American Public Media.
U.S. companies will spend over $7 billion this year on data servers.
That's going to double in the next 3 years.
So they're looking to spread out those energy costs. The ultimate goal?
How do we make the data center disappear?
I'm Bob Moon. The hidden costs of powering the Internet. Next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.